AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's First Lady is warning world leaders and corporate executives at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Not all of them are using their influence as Russia's invasion leaves children dying and a world struggling with food insecurity. Olena Zelenska says they cannot allow a new Chernobyl to happen. The Elon Musk drama switches from Twitter to Tesla. The AP's Julie Walker reports there's a trial involving Tesla.
The trial, which begins with jury selection today, was triggered by a class action lawsuit on behalf of investors who owned Tesla stock for a 10-day period in August of 2018. That's when Elon Musk sent out a tweet claiming he had lined up the financing to pay for a $72 billion buyout of Tesla, which he then amplified with a follow-up statement that made a deal seem imminent. But the buyout never materialized, and now Musk will have to explain his actions under oath. Long before Musk purchased Twitter for $44 billion in October, he'd had his sights set on Tesla, where he continues to serve as CEO. I'm Julie Walker.
Official figures show China's population shrank for the first time in decades last year. Its birth rate plunged. That adds to pressure on leaders in China to keep the economy growing, despite an aging workforce and at a time of rising tensions with the U.S. Genaro García Luna goes on trial on charges of helping the Sinaloa cartel traffic drugs and protect them from capture in Mexico while he was serving as a top security official. García Luna was best known as the mumbling, tough-looking former security secretary under ex-president Felipe Calderon. Walgreens has ended limits it has imposed recently for online purchases of children's over-the-counter fever-reducing products. The drugstore chain said improved supplies allowed it to lift the restrictions on six products. A CVS Health spokeswoman says limits on some children's medicine remains in place there. This is AP News. His career has been derailed by allegations in the Me Too era, but actor Kevin Spacey has received a Lifetime Achievement Award in Italy. Spacey's award is from the National Cinema Museum in the northern city of Turin.
I'm truly blessed and grateful and humbled.
After multiple allegations of sexual assault surfaced, Spacey lost his starring role on the Netflix series House of Cards and saw other opportunities dry up.
My heart is very full tonight toward the Museum of Cinema for having had the La Palle to invite me tonight.
That's Italian for the balls. Spacey did not directly address the allegations. He's scheduled to go on trial in London in June on a dozen charges alleging he sexually assaulted four men between 2001 and 2013. A federal jury in a New York civil case found Spacey did not sexually abuse actor Anthony Rapp. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.